You know, as we're starting to wind this course down, maybe a section we just talk about bad news, the fear of bad news. And there seems to be a lot of bad news.
Yes. If you listen to the world news or even your local news, lots of bad news in the news.
There it is. You know, and we all have experienced loss.
Yeah.
Okay, so then when somebody calls you up and gives you some bad news, and it all forms of bad news. I mean, it could be where, you know, something bad has happened, a car accident, or
right.
It could be political, or it could be countries, or it could be misfortune that somebody experiences.
Right.
It just seems like, and even how many times the old wives' tales and, you know, superstitions and, you know, it's a fear to overcome overcoming the fear of bad news.
Right.
So, there was an instance of this where you could even relate to some of our patriarch families in Genesis 42, verse 28 and 29. So, what's the story? Yeah, there you go.
At the place where they stopped for the night, one of them opened his sack to get feed for his donkey, and he saw silver in the mouth of his sack. "My silver has been returned," he said to his brothers. "Here it is in my sack." Their hearts sank, and they turned to each other trembling and said, "What is this that God has done to us?"
So what's the story again? What's the context of
this?
This
is after Joseph's brothers come to Egypt to get food.
Right.
And they put the money back in the sack.
Right, and then this bad news.
And they're worried. They're like, "Oh no! Now they're going to think we stole our money back," and so they have all kinds of strange,
you know,
fears.
I put that one in there is because it sort of illustrates what happens when bad news comes. Your heart sinks.
Right, your heart does sink.
Yeah, you get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that way sometimes watching too much news.
Right.
And I know you do too.
Yeah, yeah. I have limited doses of news. I need to know what's going on, but I don't need to be inundated by it.
There is something striking about bad news, and it relates to this word. It's an old word, the vicissitudes of life.
Right, the vicissitudes of life. Psalm 112, verse 7. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
So, the vicissitudes. Here is something to know. The vicissitudes. Vicissitudes means the changing nature of things. You know, things just come. You know, and you don't know why. But the providence of God is involved, like in the case of the patriarchs there, you know, that whole sack.
God was at work there.
And
he is at work.
And your heart sinks. Yes.
So you have a moment of like, what is this? But you just trust in the Lord.
Right.
Stay steadfast.
Right. And know that just like the weather changes, life deals us different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And it comes down to is how do you stay steadfast in that? And maybe the same verse.
It does indeed apply. Foster a steadfast heart. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
So all of the things we've talked about in this class, like, you know, fear of sickness or fear of death, you know, fear of others, the fact is there will be a lot of bad news.
Yes.
In this world that we live in.
There will.
And it's not like we can just, you know, say there won't be. In fact, here's a great truth. Everyone's going to experience a lot of bad news.
Yes.
And what this is a foil for some really good news.
Right.
And there, as ministers of the gospel, we get to be part of that.
Yes, become agents of good news. Proverbs 15, verse 30. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Proverbs 25, verse 25. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land.
Good news from a distant land. Good news from heaven. Earth has no sorrows. that heaven cannot heal.
Right.
You know, good news from a distant land. The Lord Jesus ascended on high. He has sent out His Holy Spirit. The good news of health in Christ, salvation, resurrection.
Yeah, the good news of Jesus.
Yes, all of it. Yeah. Good news from a distant land.
Yeah.
We get to be agents to share with others, and what a powerful thing to do to be able to share that.
Yes.
And I like this one too.
Yes, the gospel is the good news. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns.
That's
good news.
That's good news. You know, and this whole course has just been about talking about fears of things, and people have so many fears, but there is better news even in the vicissitudes of life, which we're all going to experience. We have more, and we have something from heaven to share.
That's right.
I guess there's nothing more to say in this presentation today.